The leaders of the General Assembly voted yesterday to update the legislature's sexual harassment policy. This in light of complaints lodged in other state houses around the country. As WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the new policy requires an annual report that'll reveal the number of harassment reports made each year.
For each allegation of sexual harassment, the Department of Legislative Services Human Resources Manager will have to identify the type of harassment and how it was handled, but the report won't contain any names. The changes made Tuesday also clarify that reports of harassment can be referred to the Joint Committee on Legislative Ethics, which in turn can issue a public reprimand or even expel legislators. Senate President Mike Miller said problems in other states' legislatures, such as in Texas, prompted this review.
It's a matter of national concern that legislators aren't dealing with it expeditiously and promptly and giving it the rightful concern that it deserves.
Staff in House Speaker Michael Bush's office said they couldn't legally say how many reports of sexual harassment they've received in the past. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.